Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yes, sir. We are back with another edition of the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice, know the guy. It's me, really Ralph, and then Ralph's Ralph from Virginia here at your service. And another rough day. This was a bad week. I think it was this all week. Like, I think we had a couple of good moments in the week. But overall, that was a very, very bad week of betting. And I'm very glad that we could just put it behind us and move forward to what's new and what's now. So officially 1-2 on the day, we got the 76ers money line plus 110. So a little plus money there that stops the bleeding a little bit. That total was good until like the last minute of the game, and then it ended up going overtime where it just completely went over the total. So we didn't get the under 214. I think it was for 214. I think it came in at 214 at the end of the game, and then overtime hit, and that's when it went over. So we don't get that, and we don't get campaign with the assist. I thought that he would, you know, potentially be able to eat off Devin Booker and Kevin Durant a little bit more, but he did not. He had 3 assists in the first half, had 1 for the rest of the game. So it is what it is. I felt like we were on track there, but didn't get there. All right. Oh, Kevin Durant hit. Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. That hit. I don't know if I gave that out officially or not, but everybody should know I'm betting Kevin Durant every game. I feel like this is his series. I'm betting him every game. So another cash. That's 3-1. Kevin Durant has cashed his points prop on the series. All right, so it's a lot to talk about. And now things are getting more and more interesting because the first 2 pairs of game 4s came in at 2-2. Now you have another pair of game 4s that are going tonight. We'll see if somebody goes up 3-1 or if ultimately this plays into the part of somebody taking a 3-1 lead and able to finish out the series in 5, maybe 6 games. So a couple futures bet. So we had a futures bet that cashed for, you know, people that say I'm a Boston Celtics hater. I just seem to be hitting their bets a lot recently. -150 plus 2.5 for Philly. That cash is with the game 4 win. So we did get that money into the account as well. That came through, so that kind of helped stop the bleeding of a bad week. Still waiting on plus 1.5 on Philly. Still waiting on Philly money line plus 475, I think it was, plus 470, something like that. And we'll see. I mean, Philly tried to give that game away so bad. They tried to give it away so bad, so the series might actually be over. But we cashed the main bet future, which was plus 2.5. Still have a plus 475 on the Knicks. Still have a plus 255 on the Suns. They look a lot better right now. Still got a Suns -1.5. That's technically still alive. So, and we got the over 5.5 games for the Knicks and Heat series, and the Knicks can extend that and guarantee we cash that as well. So let's see. We still got some more stuff coming down the pipeline. And before we talk about the things that are actually going on tonight, just know that we do have Bet Online and Bet Online AG. This is where you go. You're going to get all your information for the playoffs. Like, you can get player data, player reports, all of this other stuff. You can get it right here at Bet Online, and they will absolutely be able to carry us where we need to go. Your basketball stats, your scores, you have MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing, everything at the sports information headquarters, Bet Online. Fastest and easiest ways to get your betting info, live betting odds, and your favorite casino and card games. If you're not even a sports bettor, you just want to play some games, you can do that on Bet Online as well. Head over to the website today. Use your mobile device. Be sure to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is Bet Online, where the game starts. Okay. So, we have here two games on the slate, Knicks versus Heat. Heat are laying 4.5, totals at 208.5. So, gut feeling, everybody's on the Heat tonight. This is, you know, everybody says that there's no way that the Knicks are able to come back in the series at all. And the Knicks just have an all-world shooting day, like an all-world shooting day where it feels like everything goes in and they find a way to get the win and kind of screw a lot of people out of their bets. I feel like that's what happens. I'm not willing to go that way on the side, but I will take that route on the total. Over 208.5 is my bet for this game. I think that the Knicks finally get the offense going a little bit more. They're averaging 95 points in the playoffs, and this is the 11th best scoring team in the league over the course of the regular season. So I think that with Emmanuel Quickley potentially not playing this game, it's going to force Tom Thibodeau to make some adjustments to the lineup, make some adjustments to rotation, and this can actually help free up some scoring. Quickley, he was forcing things out there. He was very inefficient over the time of the playoffs. Maybe this opens things up for Brunson Moore to take more shots and potentially be more effective. Maybe this opens things up for Quentin Grimes to finally show up in the series and be really, really good from the perimeter. Like, that's the edge that the Knicks need in this game. They got to hit their perimeter shots. So I am very interested to see if how or when that comes into play today, but there has to be some type of adjustments on the offensive side of the ball. Thibodeau cannot sit here and try to lean on defense in this series anymore. They have to put up points if they want to win games. So we're going with the over 208.5. I think that Miami is going to do what they've been doing all series, shooting the ball well from three, just caring and giving what the Knicks give them. So I think Miami's going to score their normal workload. The Knicks score a little bit more and make this game at least interesting. So 208.5, I think it's a little bit short for this game. Four, I'm taking the over in Miami. Let's go to the night game on the slate, and that is the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. They are both 2-1 for the Lakers in this series. So Lakers are laying 3. Totals at 227.5. My thoughts are, I really do think this is zigzag theory. And I think Golden State finds a way to win the game. How do they win the game? Especially on the road. It feels like it's going to come back on the back of Steph Curry. Steph Curry been really good ATS. I just saw a stat, man. I wish I had saved it. But Steph is really, really good ATS with Scott Foster as the referee. Man, I wish I saved it. I didn't. I really feel like this just it just screams that we're going to be watching this game and it's going to be like, all right, Steph is going off. Who's going to show up to help him? Steph is here. He knows this is a must-win game. Who else is going to show up? And everybody's going to be like, oh, it's going to be this person. But, like, it just feels like this is a, you know, prototypical Steph game where he goes crazy in a game that they need. And he effectively wins the game for them. So I'd rather just take my chance on Steph. Give me Steph over 30 and a half points. That's at minus 125. Now, those are two plays that I'm locking in now. I do like another play. I will call it official on the pod later, but Kevon Looney's stats are not out yet. I think they're trying to figure out, is he going to be in the starting lineup? Is he coming off the bench? What is the rotation for Kerr? And that's why they're not putting Looney out there. I think whatever they set his line at is going to be far too low. I don't think the books are going to respect Kevon Looney rebounds as because he's one, he may be coming off the bench. If he's not coming off the bench, you know, it feels like they haven't been setting the line straight anyways. Like, I think when he had that 23 rebound game in game one, it was at like 12 and a half, maybe 13 and a half. So I'm going to just trust Kevon Looney. Again, another must-win game, and Kevon Looney's been stable when it comes to being on the boards. I think Anthony Davis' rebound line is at 14 and a half. I think Kevon Looney should be at the same thing Anthony Davis is at, but he's not. And so if he, you know, new week, could be feeling a lot better from that illness. If he's starting in the lineup, I'm taking his rebounds. If he's coming off the bench, I'm probably still taking his rebounds. And I've actually already kind of sort of bet this, just not the prop, but I'll go ahead and call it a fun play. Kevon Looney to be the top rebounder in the game plus 310. I think it's a very good chance of it happening. So I am on Steph and Kevon Looney tonight. Those are my plays.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, just to recap, over 208 and a half for the Miami Heat New York Knicks tonight. Steph Curry over 30 and a half. And then Kevon Looney rebounds. However we decide to play it, I will wait until they drop his prop to do that. And then we have 30 plus 310. Yes, plus 310. I mean, Anthony Davis is like a minus 400 something favorite. And it's plus 310, the second leading guy for Kevon Looney to be the top rebounder tonight. So I think Kevon Looney comes back, feels a little bit better, and we really, really get a very, very good night off of him. That's going to be my fun play of the day. If you're not already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, HW Culture Pod, on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at HW Culture Pod, Heartwood Culture Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave a review. I'm at @ReallyReal__. And with that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance. while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.